And now let's go to Iraq, where people have lived with more than a decade of war. Most recently, the group that calls itself the Islamic State, or ISIS, has made a practice of public beheadings and other brutal forms of violence. International relief workers say that is creating new levels of psychological trauma. We should warn you that there will be some graphic descriptions in the next 3 minutes or so. NPR's Ari Shapiro joined mental health professionals trying to address the problem.
At this camp for displaced people in northern Iraq, you pass rows of tents to reach the clinic run by the International Medical Corps. They have medicines to treat all kinds of problems here: diabetes shots, vaccines, heart pills. It's harder to cure this woman's affliction. The pain inside of me is so deep, she says, I just cry every day. We're not using the names of these patients because they still have family in areas controlled by ISIS and they fear for their relative safety. ISIS kidnapped this woman's adult son in June and she doesn't know his fate. Her husband expresses the loss in more destructive ways. I've become mentally ill, he says. When my wife tries to talk to me, I just lash out. I hit her. During one afternoon in this clinic, a parade of people came through sharing their stories of trauma. One man says he was forced to dig his own grave with a shovel. Another describes watching his friend covered in kerosene and set on fire. I've totally changed, says this 29-year-old. I'm not like normal people anymore. I don't expect to be fixed. It's the job of Stacy Lehman to try to fix him. He's director of mental health for Iraq with the International Medical Corps.
I wish I had a vaccination that I could give people a quick shot and they'd be better. It doesn't work that way.
Mental health staff at this camp give their patients counseling and sometimes pills. Dr. Omid Khader Taha is one of the psychiatrists here. He says he also has to tackle the stigma that goes along with mental health problems here.
Because they cannot express, you know, sometimes they perceive that it's just a kind of weakness.
This is slow, arduous work, and only a tiny fraction of those who need help are getting it, says Stacy Lehman.
There's 3,000 people in this camp, and this is one of the smaller camps. And of those 3,000, there's only a very small portion that are being treated.
He says Iraq could be looking at a traumatized generation. But some patients give the staff here reason to hope. This man watched his 7-year-old son killed in front of him. The man is only beginning to recover.
He says, previously in the former time, I was more than 90%, I was bad. Now it decreased to 50%.
That's a good improvement. Was that your son? Is that his photograph on your phone? Oh, he's adorable. He's so young and smiley.
The man scrolls through the images. His son is a newborn, as a toddler. He says he looks at these more times each day than he can count.
You said that before you were 90% pain, and now you're only 50% pain. Can you imagine a day when 50% is 5% or 0%?
God willing, he says. At the end of the day, we leave the camp and pass by this man again. He doesn't notice us. He's sitting by himself, staring at the pictures on his phone. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Erbil, Iraq.